This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, September 9th, brought to you by the National Pork Producers Council. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. The Maha Commission report is official now. It includes research on the role of pesticides and plastics in chronic disease in children and easing some regulations on farms. Further details at AgriPulse.com. Members of the National Pork Producers Council have converged in the nation's capital this week. NPPC President Dwayne Statler says the top of their list is a new farm bill.
Rural America still needs a farm bill to improve on agriculture policy, including the likes of our Prop 12. It just threatens to put families out of business by significantly increasing the rate cost of raising pigs. Unfortunately, it forces more consolidation in industry, and we would sure like to keep it to our family farms.
Statler says pork producers want a provision in the farm bill to provide relief from California's Proposition 12. He says voters in California were deceived on the intent of the proposed law.
Do you oppose, you know, the mishandling of pigs, chicken? You know, that was the wording. And so people, of course, you know, everybody doesn't want anything mishandled. It didn't say anything about the square footage or anything about the, you know, chickens having to be outside. You know, it was just, this was the imposition that was placed on it. And not only that, but we're going to regulate if a pig is in Ohio or if a pig is in Iowa, we're going to regulate how they raise those pigs out of our state.
Statler says pork prices are up 20% across the board in California, and the Prop 12 law is straining the rest of the meat industry with higher costs.
After Prop 12, now they have to segregate. And not only does this segregation take place at the packing plant, when you go to a wholesale distributor in California or Massachusetts, now you have two items for each. You have pork chops that are Prop 12, you have pork chops that are non-Prop 12. It's taking up twice as much space in the storage, which is adding more expense to the retailer, which means it's an added cost to the consumer. All this regulation does is put a major limit on what people can afford to spend their money on.
The Prop 12 issue was brought before the Supreme Court, who deferred the issue back to Congress.
The biggest problem with that is we have a legislature here in Washington, D.C. that doesn't seem to be working across either aisle or coming to a common sense conclusion. We're getting closer, but that's what we're asking for to try to fix Prop 12. Let's bring some common sense back into this conversation.
Statler says Prop 12 threatens the existence of many small and medium-sized swine farms. September is Hunger Action Month, and today is Hunger Action Day. Linda Najat, President and Chief Operating Officer of Feeding America, says food insecurity is no stranger to any community in America.
Hunger exists in every county or parish in every state in this nation. There are folks who are experiencing food insecurity, and there are folks who care about people who are experiencing food insecurity and care deeply about their community. Hunger is one of those nonpartisan issues where all of us have the opportunity to come together and make a difference for our neighbors, because we care about our community and we know that when everyone is food secure, then we can all thrive together. So this is an opportunity for us to say thank you to America's farmers, ranchers, and producers for everything that you do every day to help feed folks.
Najat says food insecurity is greater today than during the COVID pandemic. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the National Pork Producers Council. The National Pork Producers Council is the global voice for the U.S. pork industry. NPPC is speaking up to urge Congress to fix an unworkable patchwork of state laws created by California's Proposition 12. These annual housing laws threaten family farms by greatly increasing the cost of raising pigs, causing many to fold. That's why both the Trump and Biden administrations have opposed this arbitrary law. Learn how you can protect family farms at fixprop12.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.